I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen on, you motherfucker.
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Bart Cop Radio, 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 Radio.
Hi, my name is Bart. This is Bart Cop Radio, heard on BartCop.com. This is show 37, and once again, we don't know what's going on. We got a big show. It's got a bunch of this. It's got a bunch of that. Plus, it's Cinco de Mayo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, we're not drinking any tequila today. No, not at all. But let me tell you a little bit about what's on today's show. We got a little bit of Chris Rock. We got a little bit of the Kentucky Derby. Wow, what a derby that was. And down the stretch they come. Got a little bit of Al Franken, or maybe it's just a story about Al Franken. Have you heard about the gay hotel in Key West? Oh, no, the gay hotel. Got a little Islamic rage for you. Got a little Jon Stewart. We have just a touch, I think it's 2 minutes of Michael Jackson, because with Michael Jackson, a touch is all it takes. Got a little serious thing that, you know, you try to balance out Cinco de Mayo and the extra serious. We're not sure what'll work. Tommy will decide. Tommy knows everything. Got a little Poker Fest report. That's a lie. It's a long Poker Fest report. Got a little tax talk. Got a little tornado talk. But by damn, it's Cinco de Mayo. We are going to do us a little shot of tequila. Hey, I'm going to do a double shot of tequila right now, right before your eyes. Hold on. There we go. The double shot from Cinco de Mayo. I just want to drown in it. Just wrap a rope around my feet and lower me into the Tinaco vat. But we have so much to do, so let's go get into it.
This is www.bartcop.com.
How about a little monkey mail from the USA Today? This first guy, you can tell he's Republican. Heed Iraqi wishes, pull out American troops. As I read USA Today's report, yeah, they don't like us. I agree, let's pull out. Iraqis are unwilling to lift a finger to fight for their own freedoms. They constantly carp and criticize. Now, yeah, he's been watching Fox News. So the U.S. should grant Iraq's request and pull American troops out. If the country falls into civil war, so be it. I want out of Iraq, too, but now that we've gone in there and destroyed their military and their police force and every, you know, their electrical, their water, we've destroyed everything, we can't really just up and leave. We have done bought it. Remember what they were saying about Pottery Barn? Bush broke it. We own it now. We can't leave. You don't get to go in the Pottery Barn and knock off a $1,000 vase, and when it falls, oops, sorry, and leave, it doesn't work that way. This guy says, if they fall in a civil war, so be it. We tried and got stabbed in the back. Iraqis are not worth another U.S. dollar or drop of American blood. Well, they weren't to start with. This was Bush the Ego Boy's idiotic move. We had no business there. They didn't ask us to come in. The whole world asked us not to come in, but Bush wanted that oil. We can't just up and leave now that Bush has broken the vase. It's like the taxpayers are parents and Bush is the child that continually is breaking things. And all we can do is get out a check and reimburse the shop. We've got no choice. We're stuck with this madman. Here's another monkey letter. USA Today. Keep pressure on the terrorists. This is from Jeffrey Scott, Troy Mitch. While the media continued the death count, in quotes, like it's not really a death count, of our soldiers in Iraq, I would like to remind everybody that we lost 3,000 lives on 9/11. As if we could forget. You know this idea we got to build a 9/11 memorial? Excuse me? If you can find someone in the country that has forgotten 9/11, that would be news. Have we had any more attacks on American soil since President Bush decided to take the fight to the terrorists in their backyards? Now, objection number one, he's giving Bush credit for only losing 3,000, well, 3,800 if you count the soldiers we lost, and that could be 4,800, probably is, if you count the Halliburtons, the mercenaries, the private employees, the private soldiers. You know, they're coming from all over. Hugh, my good friend in Iraq, says Bremer's bodyguards get $600 a day. And it's possible I misunderstood that, and it's $600 an hour. And you know, he's got a lot of bodyguards, and there's a lot of rotations, a lot of shifts when you're going 24-7 guarding Bremer. You know, the poor soldiers, they're getting, what, $10 a day? Private bodyguards getting $600, and they're taking the same risks. But then this monkey talks about, since Bush decided to take the fight to the terrorists in their backyards. No, he took the fight into the neighbor's backyard. We were fighting the terrorists in their yard, and then Bush said, well, hey, there's more oil in the neighbor's backyard. Why don't we go over there and fight for a while? That guy, no telling, he might come up with a weapon someday. No telling, he might use it against us. So why don't we stop the hunt for bin Laden? We'll let him go. We'll let the terrorists go. We'll let the terrorists get a better foothold in Afghanistan now. If you've been reading the news or paying attention, not Fox News, not talk radio, not the networks, but if you ever read anything out of England or the BBC or any of those, you know that the terrorists are coming back now in Afghanistan. We're sustaining losses in Afghanistan, not quite daily, but remember that football player? He got killed in Afghanistan, not Iraq. Afghanistan has been forgotten now. It's deemed irrelevant to Mr. Bush. God told him to invade Afghanistan, and then he told him to invade Iraq. God has a plan. We don't need to ask what it is. But the idea that we took the fight to the terrorists in their backyards, no. We went into Iraq for defensive purposes because he was about to launch. We didn't go into Iraq for any kind of... Once we attacked Iraq for no reason, every crazy in the area went to Iraq to fight us. Now that our soldiers are being overwhelmed, now Bush has decided the strategy is that, aha, we got them where we want them. We got all the terrorists in someone else's backyard at the same time. Well, great. So our boys are dying over there. What's the exit strategy? Remember a while back, remember in the 91 Gulf War? They made such a big thing about, ooh, the Powell strategy, the Powell doctrine. Ooh, you come in with overwhelming force, and you've got a definite mission, and you've got an exit strategy, and then you're gone, and it's clean, and we won. Yay, America! But now that Powell's Secretary of State, we did not go in with the overwhelming force. The generals in the Pentagon wanted 400,000 to 450,000 troops, and Bush said nope. Romney said nope. Cheney said nope. We're going to do this on the cheap. We'll send them a buck and a quarter. That's all you get. And the generals are going, but. And they go, hey, you want to keep your job, asshole? Yes, sir. Okay, so we're going in on the cheap. We're going to go in for nickels. We're going to avenge 9/11 on the cheap. Oh, I guess we had to finance those tax cuts for the super wealthy. That's why we couldn't go into Iraq. You know, we went in Iraq without the armor, without the water, without the guns. We went in there on the cheap when the boys didn't have the resources with them. When Clinton sent troops into Kosovo, they had what they needed. Nobody surprised Clinton with anything. Why does Clinton know more about the military than the war president? Like it or not, we're fighting a religious war. Not that it is a religious war. It's that the crazies are using religion as their motivator. You want them 76 virgins or 72 virgins or whatever it is? Go murder an American. Oh, okay. God wants us to. Just like Bush. If we do not keep the pressure on the terrorists, we will be inviting more attacks against the American civilian population. Well, we didn't invite any attacks. Well, yeah, we did. You know, the reason we got attacked in the first place was all because of Bush. Bush told April Gillespie to tell Saddam it was okay for him to invade Kuwait. Once that happened, it gave Bush an excuse to put troops in Saudi Arabia. That's what created bin Laden. That invited them to attack. Now, we only know half the story, because I suspect the other half of the story is when Bush went to the Taliban and said, we want that pipeline. Do you want a carpet of bombs or do you want a carpet of gold? They said, we don't want you here, Yankee. Go home. And Bush said, we're coming either way. We're coming in October. And that's when we showed up. So given that, once bin Laden and the Taliban realized that Bush was crazy enough to invade them for no reason, remember now, Bush had a worldwide reputation for murdering people in Texas. He did it with a smirk. He did it with a laugh. and a joke, and he didn't bother to review the files because he had a Game Boy to play. When Bush told the Taliban he was coming, they figured he meant business, and I think that's why the World Trade Centers were struck, because they wanted to strike a preemptive blow. Someone says, I'm going to blow up your house a week from Friday, hey, you're going to take a shot at his kids today. That's how it works in the Middle East. Back to this goofy guy's letter. Do people want soldiers dying in combat or innocent women and children dying in malls, buses, airports, train stations, or at work or in schools? Way to go, Jeffrey Scott, Troy, Michigan. According to Jeffrey Scott, the only two choices America has had are our soldiers dying in Iraq or the women and children dying in malls and buses and airports. Well, no, the truth is the BFEE wanted to make some money, so they started the 91 Gulf War. Intentionally. I don't know how anybody can deny that. That pissed off bin Laden and has created the America is coming to get us movement, and that's what we're fighting now. Granted, we had to take revenge for 9/11, but for all we know, 9/11 was their preemptive strike. The last gasp of a dying regime was to have Osama and his boys go blow up New York. I think Bush caused it, whether or not he realizes it or not. But if he tried to make a deal with the Taliban that went sour, and that's why they struck us, is that what they're hiding about 9/11? Is that why they can't testify in open court? Is that why they can't testify under oath? Is that why they wouldn't allow a transcript or a recording of their testimony? Because they don't want this carpet bomb or a carpet of gold scenario from the Taliban to come out, because that would prove Bush caused 9/11 directly. Got to protect Bush, no matter how many lives it takes. Letter to the editor, Tulsa World. Tax payment, a shocker. I just mailed my income tax payment. Bush's tax reform did not help me at all. I make less than $30,000, and my income tax was 29% of my income. I did not know if I should make my check payable to the IRS or to Halliburton. It's amazing how many people are walking around talking about the big tax cut they got from Bush. There ought to be a law. If you're on TV, talk about how great the Bush tax cut is. You should be forced to disclose your total income. If you make $30,000 a year and you're screaming about how great the Bush tax cut is, fine. If you make $30 million a year and you talk about how great Bush's tax cut is, well, now we understand. If he gives you, what, if you make $30 million, you're probably getting, what, $2 million back. Hey, $2 million. That way you can refurnish the servants' quarters with your $2 million that Bush gave you that we can't afford. We can't afford Kevlar. We can't afford water. We can't afford armor. We can't afford guns for the soldiers in Iraq. But we can afford to give the super rich another tax cut. But yes, there should be a law. When Tim Russert gets on there and tells you how great Bush's tax cut is, when Larry Kudlow tells you, when Bob Novak tells you, when the vulgar, vulgar pig boy with his $500,000 a day salary tells you the Bush tax cuts are great. Well, yeah, $500,000 a day, Russia's getting a big, big tax cut. Me and you are getting screwed. We might get $300 back from Bush, but our property taxes have gone up, our state taxes have gone up, our estate taxes have gone up, everything's gone up. All the states are going bankrupt, we can't fix the roads, we can't fix the schools, we can't pay the teachers or the cops, we can't afford cop cars, we can't afford meat inspectors, we can't afford doctors, we can't afford women's shelters, we can't afford any Social Security, Medicare, go to hell. What are you, a communist? What are you, gay? It's the tax cuts for the super rich that mean everything. That's all that counts. And America just takes it, and the Democrats just sit there. Bush didn't win that election, and he's governing like he's got a damn mandate when he don't have shit. All he has is a stolen election and a greedy oil mind. The oil snatcher. Ruining America's economy, filling up Arlington while he empties the treasury.
What the hell is a Bart cop? If you don't know, you're not listening.